sama-sama nating harapin mga pagsubok sa lipunan natin. Makiisa ka dito sa aming usapin para sabay-sabay ang pagbangon natin. Halika na't huwag magbingi-bingihan. Alamin ang iyong magagawa para sa bayan. Kung naririnig mo ang tinig na ito, halika at sabay-sabay babangon tayo.
Magandang gabi po! Welcome to... Let's do this together! Psycho-clock habit! Oh my goodness! Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat! Medyo nagulat po kami, no? Dito po sa UP Diliman ay ang lakas-lakas ng ulan. Kamusta po ba kayo dyan, no? Baka po nagulat kayo. Ipapakilala ko na very quickly kasi siksik na siksik yung ating programa ngayong gabi, no? Baka po nagtataka kayo kung sino yung bumati sa inyo ngayong gabi, no? Hindi po yan si Ma'am Che na nakalimutang inumin yung kanyang mga pills, okay? Hindi po siya yan. Hindi rin po yan si Inday Garutay or si Inday Badrilay for more. Pero di ba meron tayong pagbati, di ba? Sige nga, batiin mo nga sila mala Inday Badiday fashion for more old references.
Sarang Hamida Poch.
Kung naalala niyo po si Tita Lutz, di ba? Sarang Hamida Poch po ito. Hindi. Ang bisita po natin, ang special co-host po natin ngayong gabi, no, ay a very, very good friend, syempre, no, madalas na rin pong naging bisita dito sa Psycho Clock Habit, no. Joke po namin, siya po yung manager namin ni Miss Jay.
Joke lang yun.
Pero more importantly, no, kung natutuwa po kayo sa ating mga live blog sa Facebook, isa po siya sa mga nagsusulat para sa atin. Hindi ko na po patatagalin pa para bumati na kayo. Hindi ko po alam kung ano nangyari sa kanya, kung bakit nagkaganito, kung kailan siya ang aking co-host. Walang iba po kundi si Professor, napakahusay, Professor Jay Yakat.
Yes. Magandang gabi po uli sa inyong lahat. Pasensya na sa boses.
Hindi ko, subukan po nating i-survive ang episode ngayong gabi ng ganyan ang boses ni Sir Jay. Kung hindi nyo po siya naririnig, no, mag-post na po kayo sa Facebook or sa Twitter. Ipapa-adjust po namin sa aming napakabuting sound technician na si Mark ang audio ni Sir Jay, no. So sir, bumati ka naman sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon.
Okay. Good evening sa sa ating mga listeners, sa mga estudyante, mga estudyante ko sa Psych 108 saka Psych 118 at iba pa.
At kamustahin din natin yung ating 2,315
yes
na friends sa Facebook, no? At yung ating 168 followers, in fairness to us,
Sa Twitter.
So sir, baka gusto mo lang banggitin kung gusto nyo lang mag-post ng anything sa Facebook. Hanapin lang nila.
Hanapin sa Facebook, Psycho Clock Habit, and then post yung mga questions or comments sa Twitter. Paano to?
Sa Twitter, hanapin nyo lang po Poch Official, P-O-C-H Official. Sa Twitter po yan. We are online, so babasahin po namin yung inyong mga comments. May mga nakita na tayo today. And Sir Jay, kung meron silang text, questions via text, pwede silang? Mag-text.
Mag-text sa 0927-220-8332.
Okay, sige. So, di na po namin ito patatagal at pahabain pa. Excited na po kami na makasama yung ating bisita ngayong gabi, di ba, sir?
Yes.
At alam mo naman, you've been with us since the beginning. Yes. At alam mo na, ito yung first time din.
That we masasali ako dito.
First time na ganyan yung boses
mo. Medyo madalas lang mga... Lalo na kahapon, di ako kawaway mga estudyante.
Diyos ko. Yan, di. Yung topic kasi natin, I mean, di ba, ikaw?
Sobrang favorite ko to. Opposite.
Kasi tayo, pareho, I mean, teacher kita, di ba? Yung ating, sabi mo nga
actually,
kanina.
Actually, teacher din ako ng ating special guest tonight.
Ay, oo nga. Why not? Huwag mo siyang takutin. Sabi mo nga, di ba, ikaw mas cultural psychologist, di ba? Nalilinya tayo sa social psych at sa, ano nga to? Sa... Sikloy ng Pilipino. So ngayon, medyo doon tayo sa mas, ano ba, cutting edge, social.
Well, usually, tinitingnan na kabilang bako.
Oh, sige. So mamaya na yun. Oh, sige. Sobrang excited lang talaga kami. Pero in true Psycho Clock Habit fashion, di ba, alam mo naman, sir, sinisimula natin yan with a kumustan yes. portion. Mm. So, ikaw...
Yun yung first time ko nasasabi.
Yay! Sobrang excited po ako. Yan. So, naganda ako talaga ng kumustan question for you. Okay? So, dahil alam niyo po, ang pangalan ni Sir J ay isa ring letra, di ba? J. Okay? So, I want you to complete this sentence. Okay? So, ang spelling po ng pangalan Sir J ay J-A-Y. So, Sir J, complete the sentence para makilala ka ng ating mga tagapakinig ngayong gabi.
O, sige.
Okay. Mahilig akong magja.
Nawala yung why.
Nawala yung why. Tanggalin natin yung why. So, ang tanong ko sa'yo, complete the sentence, mahilig akong magja.
Pwede ba yung palagi?
Ito na. Ito na yon. Ano yan?
Ah, sige. Mahilig akong mag... Lalo na ngayon.
Okay. Huwag naman. Kailangan mo maggawin ngayon.
ginagawa ko na.
Sarap na bisita natin!
Oo naman.
Ano yan?
Nakikita nga ng lahat eh.
Na?
Mahilig akong mag-jacket.
Ah, mag-jacket. Mag-jacket. Yes. Bakit?
Ginawin kasi ako.
Okay.
Kaya nawalan ako ng boses.
So, halimbawa, kung papainitin mo yung mga gabi mo, may ginawin ka eh. Mahilig kang mag-ja. Para mo pinapainit?
Balot na balot.
Balot na balot ka, tsaka ano pa, meron ka pa bang gusto
tapos, idagdag? Tapos, kung ano yung gusto mong physical activity na balot, para pawisang ka.
Tulad ng, mahilig kang mag-ja.
Jamming?
Hindi si Sir J. Yes, pampainit na gabi talaga mag-jamming. Hindi si Sir J, huwag ganyan po kumantayan, kaya lang hindi nyo magawa ngayon. Ay, mag-jogging.
Bihira.
Bihira.
Nakikita mo naman. yung ebidensya na bihira ng mag-jogging.
Si sobrang close natin, alam ko talaga yung mga ja na mahilig mong gawin. So ngayon po si Sir J ay mahilig mag-ja. Kit, in yes. fairness. Okay, sige. So para din mapakilala na...
Bakit ako wala akong...
Kasi wala akong boses.
Pwede.
Ganun lang yun. Okay. So, tsaka kahit teacher ko po si Sir J, ako yung may power ngayon. Nandito ako sa chair ni Miss Che. So, sabihin ako yung maya control. Hindi, para mapakilala na natin yung guest natin. Kasi, ang dami natin gustong itanong talaga sa kanya. Sulitin na natin. So, pwede bang banggitin na muna natin yung title natin ngayong gabi?
Okay. Sige.
So, ang kailangan yung pagkakabigas talaga nito. May high notes.
Wala nga akong high notes.
So, subukan natin nga bigkasin at bigyan natin ng preview sila sa ating topic ngayong gabi, no?
Okay, Todd.
So, ang episode natin ay pinamagatan nating kumakapag...
Ay, sorry.
Aka ba? Wala na nga ako. Papaulit mo.
Paulit-ulit? Ayan.
Tang twister. O, ulit. Ang episode title natin ngayong gabi ay... Kumakapagpasabog to?
Bakit mo wala? Para ako nakalunon ng horn.
Hindi nila naiintindihan. Wala silang naiintindihan.
Okay, sige.
Ulitin natin.
Isa na lang, ha?
Isa na lang, last na. Ang episode title natin ngayong gabi ay... Kung makapagpasabog to?
Okay na ba yun? Pwede na.
Kung makapagpasabog to, hindi. Kasi Sir J, di ba? Yung pag-uusapan natin ngayong gabi, kaliit nito, pero... Diyos ko, kung makapagpulandit, ang dami.
Tapos, grabe yung epekto.
Grabe yung epekto. Tapos, ang ano pa nito, kung lalo na kung sabay-sabay, ito yung nakakaloko dyan, minsan sabay-sabay nilang ginagawa.
At minsan nakaka-addict.
Minsan nakaka- Kaya lang, sige, meet me, sige, labas, kumabasabog talagang kaswalan, tuloy-tuloy.
Sabay-sabay, paulit-ulit
sabay-sabay,
pa.
Sabay-sabay, paulit-ulit pa. At ito pa, kasi nga maliit.
Kahit saan pwede sumingit.
Kahit saan pwede sumingit. Tsaka hindi mo makita agad.
Ay, bakit na-disappoint ka? Hindi naman sa lahat ng bagay palagi kailangan malaki.
Habagay. Especially in this case. I mean, ang real, kung ang laki nito at Diyos ko siguro na-overload na tayo, di ba? Ano ba yung pinag-uusapan natin, Sir Jay? Ano bang maliit to na, Diyos ko, kung makapagpasabog, ibang level?
Ano?
Gusto mo sabihin ko talaga yung iniisip ko. Ang iniisip ko na napakaliit na yun na pagpasabog ng ating mga neurons.
Akala ko puwing.
Yung neurons, ano po ba yung neurons? Ito yung mga cells that comprise our nervous system. Oh, so syala.
Kaka-exam mo lang.
Kaka-exam ka lang kanina, kaya alam ko yan.
Kaka-pa-exam pala, sorry.
Yung, ito sabi po namin sa inyo, ito yung first time namin na ang atake ay biopsychological or neuroscientific.
Yes.
Taray, no? So, simple.
Big words.
Oo. Pag-usapan natin, sir, di ba? Brain.
Yes.
Yung mga composition ng brain. Mm. At kasi, mamaya siguro baka ipaliwanag ng bisita natin. Yung mga cells na yan, yan yung nagpupulandit ng mga...
mga neurotransmitters.
Yun. Mga basang-basayan sa loob eh. At yan yung nakaka-apekto dun sa kilos natin, yes. Di ba?
Basa sa loob, ngayon basa sa labas dahil umuulan.
Ang lakas ng ulan. At nagpapasalamat na tayo, introduce na natin yung bisita natin.
Hindi mo pa yung sinabi.
Dami kong sinasabi. Hindi, kasi ang lakas ng ulan at andito siya. At pinagpaalam ko naman po itong comment ko na to. Sinabi ko talaga na sobrang crush ko talaga siya, di ba, Sir Jay?
Yes.
Kasi ganda-ganda talaga ng... Ay, nako, kung may TV tayo ngayon, daig nito yung impeachment trial dahil ang ganda ng bisita natin ngayon.
Baka may issue ka dyan sa...
Ay, baka may... Ay, hindi. Ano ba yan? Ikaw lang boses ako lang nung bubo. For that... Special guest, ikaw na ang bahala sa amin. So, ipakilala na natin siya, okay. No? BA Psychology graduate natin siya sa UP Diliman.
Yes.
At the same time,
ano?
MA Psych din siya.
Tapos ng MA.
Tapos siya ng MA sa UP Diliman din.
At kasalukuyang kumukuha ng PhD in Clinical Psychology sa UP din, loyalist.
Correct. At ito yung interesting about her, na mamaya, maybe you can ask her, isa siyang, gumagawa siya ng neuropsychological assessment.
Ng mga bata lang ba?
Ng mga bata, no, sa isang children's hospital. Sobrang lagari itong bisita natin. At nagtuturo siya
sa Department of Psych at sa Miriam College.
Correct.
No, ng psychology din. Right.
So, ang special guest natin, si special co-host, Professor Jay, no? Sabi natin, no? Special yung ating title. So, walang iba, ang bisita natin ngayong gabi ay si Professor Mel Tan.
Good evening sa inyong dalawa at sa lahat ng nakikinig ng DZUP.
Ang lamig.
Ginilaw ako. Diyos ko, Lucy Torres po talaga. Ang bisita natin ngayong gabi, ganun kaganda at ganun ka ang boses. Kabait, no? Siguro very quickly, Mel, before we pause for a break, you might want to tell us a little something about what kind of psychology you do. Ano ba itong neuropsychological?
Ang dami ng mga branches ng psych na pinag-usapan sa show.
True.
So ito yung first time, so... Ikaw na yung bahala mag-introduce.
Oo. So, actually, ang neuropsychological assessment, no, galing yan sa isang subspecialization ng clinical psychology, which is neuropsychology. So, actually, it just combines yung knowledge natin sa brain and behavior kasama ng mga clinical techniques, no, to understanding yung mga psychopathologies at saka yung mga learning o behavioral problems ng individuals.
Ang kaibahan nito doon sa ibang branches ng clinical psychology ay...
Hinahanap niya talaga kung ano yung connection nung parang kalagayan ng utak doon sa kilos siguro o nararamdaman o iniisip ng isang tao.
Okay.
Okay.
At yung mapapalitan ka na. Ang lamig na boses niya.
Ang lamig na... Mel, pwede bang ikaw na dito? Hindi, nako... Preview pa lang po yan kasi mamaya ikukwentuhan tayo ni Mel ng mga links ng mga biological basis na yan sa
love. Attraction.
Ano pa?
At heartbreak.
No.
Pero baka ngayon na natin tanungin kung bakit siya nagkaroon ng interest.
Sige. Bago tayo mag-pause for a break.
Oo, so actually yung pagpasok ko sa neuropsychology bilang subspecialization is ano lang yan, dala ng tadhana.
Wow.
Kasi talagang gusto ko ay ano, mag-specialize talaga sa therapy. Kaso nga lang, nakilala kong aking supervisor mentor. At mentor. Ayan. At ako naman, sa aking kabataan, looking for novel things, ano? Looking for new things to make life exciting. I gave it a try. And then I realized that I was really very interested in the mind-body connection. That's what's sustaining my interest in neuropsychology, kumbaga.
So, mga ilang years na to ka na nasa practice?
Sabi na nating more than 8 years.
Wow,
matagal-tagal na.
Expert.
Yeah.
Expert na ba yun?
Kaya po kung meron kayong tanong, naku, baka antabayanan ninyo, exciting ang pag-uusapan natin. Lahat ng yan sa pagbabalik ng
Psycho Clock Habit.
Halina at sumama na sa aming usapan. Halina at pagkaganda nga magkinong usapan.
Nagpasabog ka na ba? Para nakakatakot.
Yes, galit ka ba? Naku, baka marami sa mga bisita natin ang naranasan na yun. At actually, everyday nagpapasabog ang ating mga neurons in our nervous system.
Sa lahat ng ginagawa natin.
Nagbabalik po ang
Psycho Clock Habit.
Ito po si Ton with my very special guest co-host,
Jay.
At ating very special guest,
si Mel.
Si Professor Mel Tan. At kagaya ng binanggit natin, Sir Jay, no? We will talk about the biopsychology of what?
Of lust, love, attraction, and also heartbreak.
Bigat! Tutugin natin lahat yan. Ganun kahusay yung bisita natin.
Yes. So kung meron kayong mga questions, comments na gusto nyong itanong sa Poch, no, punta kayo sa aming Facebook page o kaya mag-text sa 0927-220-8332 at hopefully ay masagot natin yan this episode.
Okay. Sir Jay, siksik yung mga tanong natin. Go ahead. Simulan
yes.
mo na.
Yes. O palagi, napapansin namin yung mga estudyante, sobrang love yung topic na to, no? So sa akle bukas, no?
Correct.
at sigurado ako na yung pinaka patok ay yung mga topics na tungkol sa love, no? So ang dami ng mga times na pinag-usapan din siya sa show, no? Pero ito yung sabi nga natin kanina, ito yung first time na iba yung approach,
tama,
no? So using the field of biopsych or neuropsych, no? Siguro baka ikwento mo sa amin, paano nga ba nagsistart yung process na to, no? So palagi nyo yung question, no? Kailan ba ako na-in love? Bakit ako na-in love? Or bakit ako nagkaka-crush? No?
Correct.
Oo nga, maraming interesado dyan. Oo. Malayo pang Valentine's, no? Pero ito na.
So parang pre-Valentine's okay. Show.
I-replay namin to ulit, paulit-ulit ng 5:14.
Hanggang sa sumabog sa lahat.
Oo. Alam mo, that's a very, complicated question kasi nga depende yan sa perspective, no, kung ito ay isang evolutionary psychologist or isang biopsychologist o neuropsychologist. Iba-iba ang pananaw nila kung saan ba nagsisimula ang attraction. Pero at least doon sa neuropsychological, no, side, which is yung brain behavior relationship, ang paniniwala ng mga theorists dyan kasi is ang pinagmumulan talaga nitong attraction na to. O siguro simulan natin ano sa lust, no? Lust, o di ba?
Okay.
Ang tingin kasi diyan, no? Ang teorya kasi diyan, ang ati kasi daw structure sa ating utak eh kahalintulad ng marami nating mga mammalian relatives, no? Galing yan sa ating ancient structures na tinatawag nating limbic system.
Okay.
Oo.
So, kapareho natin yung marami sa mga kamag-anak nating lower level animals in that sense.
Oo,
so, very primal ito.
Very primal. Pagdating sa lust, no? Kasi when we talk about lust, we're not talking about emotional bonds or closeness or intimacy, it's really just a physical attraction, either to the same gender or to the opposite gender.
Okay. So pareho lang yung process na yon, no, na nagogovern, no? Ibig sabihin, sa kasi binanggit mo, attraction to any gender or any sex, no? So pareho lang siya.
At least what's happening inside the brain as a reaction, no, that propels that lustful attraction. The mechanisms are supposedly, no, are believed to be the same.
Okay. So ito yung pinaka sabi nating primal, no, is physical attraction.
So, ngayon, ang paniniwala kasi nila dyan, ang isa sa mga reasons why we get attracted to certain people, it's really related to smell. Smell.
Okay.
Pero ito yung smell, hindi to, tama ba? Hindi naman to yung sobrang salient or sobrang obvious na sisinghut, parang paamoy nga, ikaw on the one. Sisinghut, hindi mo siya pwedeng gawin ganun, di ba? Na singhutang kayo dyan.
Actually, pwede.
Oh! Why not?
So pwedeng intentionally sisinghutin mo. Correct. Ginagawa mo ba yan to?
Ano ba yan? Hindi ah.
Yun nga lang kasi, no, to, ano, tsaka Jay, what happens there is that what we smell is actually something that we're not aware of. So it's unconscious. Mm-mm. Unconscious. And the element that we're smelling that determines our attraction, at least to people that we don't know that well, is the pheromones. Ayan.
Okay. So ano itong pheromones na to, siguro para i-clarify lang natin sa mga ibang nakikinig, no?
Oh, so siguro in simple terms, para siyang mga elements that we emit, no? Mm-hmm. We emit.
Pinapasabog din.
That comes out naturally through our sweat, no? Our fluids. Mm-hmm. And the primal, no? The primal human, siguro during our mammalian days, we used a lot of that kasi for mating. Kasi if you observe, if you have pets, no, that they smell each other during the time of that month where it's best to reproduce. Ganun din tayo. Nakakaamoy din tayo. But we're not conscious of it anymore kasi nag-evolve na ang ating brains to use parang mga higher processes to determine attraction. But nonetheless, we smell it but we're not aware of it.
Powerful talaga yung odor kasi sinasabi parang may direct link siya.
Yes.
Yeah, sa limbic system nga.
Tsaka, again, i-reiterate natin, unaware ka dyan. Hindi siya, walang parang perfume na pheromone smell. Wala. Kasi hindi siya ganun katapang.
No, In fact nga, there was a research done, no, na parang, I always tell this to my class. No, yung there was a group of men who were asked to wear shirts for several days without bathing. And then para nakadikit talaga ang kanilang natural odors. And that was bottled.
At bawal sila mag-deodorant.
Yes,
diba?
So that's the natural odor. And then a group of women were asked to smell each of those bottles and then judge them which one was most attractive for them. O, diba? Based on the smell.
At naka-figure out sila ng pinaka-attractive for them. No?
Yes, so i-rate nila yan. Uh-huh. Ngayon, ang ginawa ng mga experimenters is that they extracted ang DNA and they found out that women who were attracted to a particular smell actually had a genetic makeup that was most different from that person. Magkaiba sila ng genetic makeup. Tapos nare-repel sila pagka magkatulad o may similarities ang kanilang genes.
So parang yung incest agad, meron tayo, nade-detect agad yun.
May
diba?
Pungent
parang,
smell. Okay.
Supposedly. Kanina, so yun yung start. No? At kanina sinabi mo, delicious yung topic. No? So, bakit kaya, no? May mga tao andaling ma-inlove or madaling ma-attract sa iba or yung parang sinasabi nga natin, in love sa love, no? So, it must be, I think love is a pleasurable experience, no? For all ba or for many? So, yung question natin ay bakit, no? Bakit meron ganong klaseng attraction din tayo, no? For this experience, no? Ano kaya yung neurobiological or psychological explanation para dito?
Oo. So, unfortunately, no? Kahit na gusto natin mamuhay na mag-isa, okay, hahanap talaga tayo ng partner. So, no man is an island. Ika nga. eh, the reason why siguro the experience of falling in love or attraction makes it so delicious is because nakita nga nila through imaging, no, tinatawag nating mga brain scanning techniques, na ang mga bahagi ng ating utak na nagbibigay sa atin ng kakayahang makaramdam ng pleasure, yung mga dopamines, no? Dumadami yan pagkatayang attracted.
Pumupulandit sa system na.
Isa sa mga.
Kaya na kailangan kasi tayong makaramdam ng pleasure or reward, no? Pagka tayo attracted. Kasi ang gusto ng ating primal brain ay tayo mag-reproduce.
Okay. So at least for the heterosexual na mode.
Especially for the heterosexual. So, parang yung pagkakaramdam natin ng pleasure, it sustains our interaction with this person. Mm-hmm. So, long enough to for us to evaluate if this is a potential mate, if this can be the kind of person that will protect your future offspring. Ganun, ano?
So, kapag nakakaramdam ka ng attraction at excitement in the company of a desired other. So, sinasabi na mukhang kung imi-measure mo, medyo mataas din yung dopamine levels mo at the time. Ganun ba yun?
Oo. Kasi ito ngang dopamine na to, ito yung reason bakit pagka tayo'y we've just parang fallen in love at first sight, ano? Or we just met someone new, the relationship is new. It's the neurotransmitter that gives us that feeling of euphoria. Parang tayo'y lumulutang sa langit. Parang buhay na buhay tayo. We have that parang sense of being energized and focused and alert, ano?
At yung... Ewan ko.
Dopamine ang may sala! Kaya tayo nasasaktan! Dopamine!
So, pag kinikilig-kilig ka, kasi medyo related nga ba
yun? Meron yan kasing mga cascades, ano, from the brain na signals pinadadala sa ating mga organs. Kaya tayo nakakaramdam ng fluttering of the heart, o butterflies in your stomach. So, galing yan lahat sa utak.
Ang ganda ng point ni Mel. Diba, sabi mo nga, we don't fall in love with our hearts, but...
With our brains.
So, okay. Pababa pala talaga ang moda.
Okay. Hanggang kailan naglalast yung euphoric feeling na sinasabi?
Well, actually, it depends, no? So, it varies from person to person. Mm. Kaya lang, ang sabi ng ibang research, on the average, it lasts about 2 years.
Yung feeling ng being
high elation. So, 1 to 2 years. The reason why it parang it pairs down is because the brain releases more dopamine when something is new, when it's novel. So, pagka nagkasanayan na kayo, madalas kayo masyado magkasama, araw-araw kayo nag-uusap hanggang sa matulog, magising, at some point, you eventually enter this routine, no? So it starts becoming old or predictable. Uh-huh. And the dopamine levels decrease. Ganon.
Naku, ito na. Uh-huh. So ano, gusto mo na bang mag-pause muna tayo for a break at tanungin natin what happens when the dopamine decreases? What happens next?
At siguro din yan yung, ano yung mga practical, no, na pwedeng gawin, no? Halimbawa, no? Kasi merong expectation na hindi pwedeng mag-rely on dun lang sa brain chemicals, di ba?
So, on euphoria alone. Sige. Okay. At marami pa tayong mga gustong tanongin, like baka pwede natin ipasok na sa next segment yung bakit nagiging clingy yung mga tao.
Okay. Pag
na-in-love sila and all that. And tuhugin na natin agad yung masakit na bahagi, heartbreak. Naku, meron tayong oras na...
May gusto ko ba sabihin, Ton?
Oo, ang gusto kong sabihin ay magbabalik po ang Psycho Clock Habit.
Over ka na nga ba? Sagot, Ton.
Nagbabalik po ang Psycho Clock Habit. Ay, naku, may interest talaga ako dito sa paksang ito eh. Kaya dalian natin para makapunta na tayo dun sa heartbreak. Ito po si Ton.
At ito si Jay.
At ang dami na nating natutunan mula sa bisita nating si...
Mel.
Hi, Mel.
Hi.
Okay, marami tayong mga nabinbin na tanong, Sir Jay. Go!
Okay. So, kanina pinag-uusapan natin na merong, parang may deadline yung euphoric feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya lang, at the same time, meron din, di ba mapapansin natin, bakit kapag in love tayo, gusto natin palagi natin nakikita yung person, mm-hmm. di ba? Mm-hmm. To the point na nagiging clingy or naakusan yung iba sa atin na mm-hmm. clingy na, no? So, ano kaya yung mas physiological, no, na explanation for it?
Oo. Siguro that craving, no, that sense of attachment we feel with our object of affection. Mm-hmm. A lot of that also has to do with yung activity ng ating prefrontal cortex. Ayan yan. Mm-hmm. Hanapin nyo siya. Tumingin kayo sa salamin. Andun siya sa ilalim ng inyong brow bone. Oo. Oh, so, may bandang harap. Bandang loob yan. Oo. Kasi it's that part, no, that's associated with making judgment. So, depending on how we judge something as desirable, whether it's very desirable or not so desirable, it actually affects, no, how much attachment or craving we form with a person. Kasi nagsisend siya ng signals sa brain structures na you produce more dopamine when you're with this person or it doesn't. Oo. So, meron pa rin yung parang ating pag-judge, no? Gustong-gusto ko ba siya? Ka-desirable ba siya? O kahali-halin na sa akin? Ganyan.
Pero kumpara sa kanina, ito mas more intentional. No? Kasi nasa ganung part ng brain. Ganun ba yun? Kasi
not
merong,
necessarily.
Merong judgment. Eh.
Oh. Not necessarily. Sometimes kasi we form judgments without being so conscious about it. Oo. Pinag-usapan nga namin nito nung isang araw nga yung aspect about love maps. Ano? Ito, theory to ni John Money, taga Johns Hopkins University. Yan siya. Isang reason why, sabi niya, we judge something as desirable or not is based on the love maps that we formed, no? When we were younger, especially during early childhood, what we consider as models of an ideal partner. What we've seen in our father or what the paternal figure, sometimes this can influence our judgment of what is a desirable mate or not.
At kapag nahanap mo yon, it most likely feeling mo makiklingi ka dito sa person na to. Ganun ba yun?
Oo. Well, part of that is because the increased dopamine makes it so pleasurable to be with this person. Yeah. But at the same time, meron din mga ibang neurotransmitter activity nangyayari. Mm-hmm. Katulad ng, sabi nilang parang dysregulation ng serotonin.
Okay. So ano naman ang ginagawa ng serotonin?
Yung levels of serotonin kasi ano siya eh, associated siya with many things. And one of the things na in terms of psychopathology, you know, it's associated with obsessive compulsive disorder if you have low levels of it, as well as depression. Now, at least in the experience of attraction and romantic love, some theorists believe now our serotonin levels become lower as our dopamine levels increase. So, itong lower levels of serotonin na to kind of makes us obsessive, no? About our object of affection. So, we cannot help but think have about those intrusive thoughts. Oh, diba?
Kasalanan ng serotonin yan.
Oh, kaya minsan pag hindi ka makatulog sa gabi, no?
Exactly.
Isip ka ng isip.
Yes.
Tama. Serotonin.
And it's really part of that. The reason why is that the brain wants you to have very focused attention as you select and evaluate your mate. It has an adaptive function. Unfortunately, for some, it grows out of control, ano, and makes the relationship maladaptive.
So, naging stalker ka na.
Correct. Oo nga. Or sabi kasi ng students ko, systematic observation yan.
Yeah.
Well, pinag-usapan natin yung attachment. Mamaya na yung heartbreak.
Ah,
no?
Sige.
Baka yung ano nun, yung may nagsasabi kasi na hindi natural yung monogamy, no? Mayroong mga grupo na nagsasabi no, na hindi yun natural, etc., etc. So, ano naman yung tingin, halimbawa, ng kasi kanina pinag-usapan yung forming attachment. Mm-hmm. No? So, paano naman natin titingnan, halimbawa, yung monogamy? No?
Oo. Well, monogamy kasi, one of the reasons why psychologists believe no, it came about was actually just for the propagation of the species and the evolution din of the human brain.
Na importante.
Oo, na mahalaga siya to preserve yung ating species. Pero, unfortunately, in the primal brain, no, in our mammalian brain, okay, ang monogamy sometimes can be difficult. And one of the things that make it difficult is because of the hormonal activity. Mm-mm. Yan. So, ang isa sa mga key hormones na nag-a-affect ng ating libido, ating increased sexual appetite is yung androgen, which is a precursor of testosterone. Okay.
Na marami sa mga
males. Mas marami sa mga lalaki. But there are females who have elevated levels of testosterone. Oh, wow. Okay. So that's why they have parang siguro an increased sexual appetite compared to what we would stereotype as a female, no? Mm-mm.
So, ibig mo sabihin, ito yung, monogamy becomes difficult because pag marami ng testosterone.
Yes.
You have to act on it, parang ganun.
Well, may mga ibang tao kasi, no, they're probably, it depends on your level of maturity, but some people are very sensitive to the sensations inside their body. Mm-hmm. And increased level of testosterone can really make a person feel very, very horny.
Yun. Mm-mm. Correct.
Yes.
Ako nung correct.
Yeah, no, it just so happens with some people, that's the way their body was built, no? They produce large quantities of testosterone. That's why we have this subclass of males who are serial monogamists, or they have multiple partners, and they cannot help it, especially if they're active on the basis of the testosterone level. No, there's no conscious attempt to inhibit the appetite. Parang they just want to indulge in it. No offense to males, no, who prefer this kind of lifestyle, because it's your biology. It's your choice.
Okay.
Nako, ah. Okay, sino kaya dyan yung ating mga serial monogamists at multiple partnered males and females, I guess. No?
Yeah, pwede some rin, females. No?
So, So, pag nag-aaway kayo dahil dyan, may mga multiple partners, pwede mo palang gamitin excuse yun. I can't help it. Yung testosterone ko yun eh. Di ba?
Pag-usapan natin yan later.
Ah, sige.
Kaya nga, di ba, meron tayong mga guys that parang they can rationalize yung kanilang mga extramarital relationships and they say it's just physical. Kasi at that level, no, it's really possible for males or females to feel sexual feelings without any attachment or love.
Correct. Simply acting on that sensations nga na sinasabi
mo.
Bongga.
Okay. So ano na ton?
Sige, ano na?
Punta na tayo.
Punta na tayo doon. Siyempre, hindi naman laging love-love, fun-fun, euphoria-euphoria. Minsan.
Ano na?
Marating tayo sa punta na masakit. So, eto na.
Kanina pinag-usapan natin sa break, di ba? Yung kasama ba yun? Kasama ba yun sa... Kasi yung love, palagi masarap yun. Or masaya.
Or romantic love, no? Infatuation is pleasurable.
Paano papasok yung pain, no? Bago pa yung heartbreak, no? So, kasama ba siya dun sa equation na yung pain?
Oo, kasama talaga yun, ano? The physical pain. Now, the mga psychologists nag-aaral dyan sa ating biology of emotions, tsaka ang pain systems, no? Hindi pa nila talaga tumpok kung bakit natin yun nararamdaman. Pero ang kanilang paniniwala is that ang pagkaramdam natin ng physical pain, pagka tayo ay nagkaka-experience ng heartbreak, no, that has an adaptive function. Mm-hmm. Oo.
Meaning importante for us to feel pain.
Yes, oo.
Because
because ang sabi nila, galing ito din sa ating from evolution. Ang desire kasi natin to protect the relationship, no, that we foresee as a potential mate who will build us an offspring. It gives us a sense of security kasi. And pagka na-cut yung relationship na yon, nagre-respond yung body dun sa nangyari na yon. So the person feels threatened, the person feels fear, anxiety, no, which is related to that losing yung object of affection. Mm-mm. And the response of the body na natagpuan nga nila, actually noon pa ito eh, matagal na ito, and I don't know why it's only gaining parang popularity nowadays, no, but as far as the 70s, there's been research into this already. So yung distress nga noong loss of a loved one, no, actually activates areas of our brain that's associated with physical pain.
Parang pareho nag-light up, ganun ba yun? Or pareho gumagana?
Oo, yung same areas in the brain that become active when we experience physical pain. Mm-hmm. Like for example, natuluan tayo ng mainit na tubig o tayo'y nasaksak o ano. It's the same areas that become active. when we experience distress because of heartbreak.
Kaya pala ang visceral ng pain. Pag, yes. Ang sakit. Kaya sinasabi mo, ang sakit kasi pareho yung mechanism.
Ganun ba talaga to?
Exactly.
Masakit. Ewan ko, ano ko sa tingin yung nakikinig sa atin, masakit nga po ba yung heartbreak?
May physical pain. And I empathize, no, with anybody who's gone through loss or heartbreak because I can just imagine the pain that they all went through. And sometimes that can be so intense that it becomes traumatic for the person. That's why yung nagiging defensive response is sometimes they stop getting into relationships or people who've had failed marriages, no, they don't wanna remarry anymore.
Yung mga kadalas effect ng trauma, ayaw mo nang i-relive or parang konting stimulation lang ang intense ng reaction mo.
That's just one response to that pain, ano. The other response is that you want to restore the relationship. So the pain is actually giving your body a signal to do something about it so you can restore that relationship the way it was. Kaya dito na pumapasok ang ating naghahabol, no, hindi maka-let go.
Umabalik.
Nag-break na sila, sinasagot pa rin ang tawag, nakikipagkita pa rin, nag-engage pa rin in intimacy. Kasi yung pain na yun, no, we want that to go away. And for that to go away, you have to restore what once was.
I think kailangan muna nating, dahil we're talking about heartbreak, kailangan muna natin mag-break, pause for a break, no? Okay. And then of course when you come back, let's talk about something more upbeat. Now, what do we do now after this? Sabi natin recovery, anong makukuha nating take home messages from Mel, no? Lahat ng yan sa pagbalik pa ng Psycho Clock Habit.
Nasaktan ka na ba?
Bigat! Diyos ko, Sheena Easton! Ano ba yan? Nagbabalik po ang
Psycho Clock Habit!
Kinailangan natin ng break, no? Dahil pinag-usapan natin yung heartbreak. Ito po ang inyong host na affected pa rin, si Ton, kasama kanyang very special guest co-host.
Yes, si Jay.
At ang bisita natin, sobrang daming alam. Alam niyo po, wala siyang notes na hawak, ha? Galing lang yan sa isipan at puso niya.
Yes.
Well, sa brain. Galing to sa brain niya lahat, no? Si Professor Mel Tan. Thank you, Mel, again, no? Okay, Sir Jay.
So, pinag-uusapan natin yung pain caused by heartbreak, di ba? So, at minsan sabi yung mga, parang, meron talagang physical pain, no, at times na nararamdaman tayo.
Yes.
So, ano kaya yung mga pwedeng gawin, no? Pwede ba uminom ng gamot siya?
pwede ka ba mag-refanalic acid?
Yeah, actually, yeah. That's why some people who are in the throes of heartbreak, diba, they tend to imbibe a lot of alcohol. It has a numbing effect kasi. Oh, so pwede naman, you can drink, no? But I've always, you can drink medicine. You can drink medicine too if it will help you recover at least and get, especially pagka ikay parang pilay na pilay sa iyong heartbreak, no? Hindi ka na makabangon. Oh, you're experiencing depression. It's good to seek professional help, a person who can guide you kung anong pwede mong inumin para magkaroon ng numbing effect, at least dun sa pain. Meron naman yun. Pero ang natanong na rin yan sa akin before, no, ng isa sa mga estudyante ko, at sabi ko nga sa kanila is, sabi niya, bakit hindi na lang i-dull ang pain mechanism? Andyan lang ang sarap pero wala ang hirap, sabi niya.
Parang i-sever mo yung brain part na yun.
And sabi ko naman sa kanya, is that really parang how you want to live, diba? Do you want to live an anesthetized life? A life without pain. Hindi ba? Kasi even though pain is difficult, no, physical pain, actually when we recover from it, that's actually the instrument that contributes to our emotional growth. Hindi ba?
Why not?
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Okay. True.
And hopefully it doesn't kill you.
Just don't let it kill you na. Seek help, drink medicine, we're here for you.
Offer yan, ha?
True! Gawin na natin yung magpakapapadyak na tayo kung kinakailangan.
Okay. Ano pa yung mga ibang pwedeng gawin, no, na for people who are feeling itong pain na to. May iba pa bang mga or may way ba para ma-prevent no, mm-hmm. or ma-sustain no? Yun naman yan, nag-end kasi yung ano. So tapos kanina na napag-usapan natin maikli lang no. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, relative terms no, yung euphoric feeling.
Yes.
No? So ano kaya yung mga practical na mga pwedeng gawin ng mga mm-hmm. people in love no, para ma-sustain, mapadami yung experience of pleasure.
Ayun, no? Mm-hmm.
Tapos mm-hmm. medyo mabawasan yung expected pain no in mm-hmm. the event.
O take notes ha, yung mga nakikinig sa atin.
Oh, well, ang masasabi ko lang, for as long as we are human and we have our brains, we are likely to get attracted to somebody at some point in our life, and we're likely to experience loss. If not loss of a loved one, a romantic, it's loss of family, friends, you know? Mm-hmm. So all of us will experience the pain of loss at one point or another. It's not specific to heartbreak. Mm-hmm. So all I can... Prescriptives na ba to? I'll give...
Suggestions.
Siguro, all I can say is that we just have to be prepared for it and not be afraid to feel pain. Kasi sometimes people get so scared of pain. But really, these are just powerful sensations in your body. And at some point, it will fade. So there's really truth to the saying that time heals all wounds. But the key thing there that people need to remember is that they shouldn't keep reopening the wound. They shouldn't feed it.
Oh, paano yung ginagawa? How can you feed it at iiwasan natin?
The way that you feed it is that you keep reliving and reliving all the memories that you had, the good times that you had, no? That makes it more difficult for you to let go, kasi then you begin craving the pleasure of those good times, and then you become obsessed and you want to restore that. Mm-hmm. When that happens, the person should also look at the other side and think, no, what made it fall apart? Rather than thinking just about the good times. The other things siguro they can do is parang there's a technique kasi that we call intentional forgetting.
Oh. Intentional forgetting.
Yes.
Okay, ano kaya ito?
It's literally, stop thinking about this person. When you feel the memories cropping up, you cut it. Do not entertain it. No, kasi when you entertain it, you strengthen the connections pa, no? Rather than letting the memories fade. So, how do you forget? Mahirap mag-forget eh. Mm-hmm. You forget by diverting your attention to something else. Otherwise, if you're just lying in bed, it's hard to intentionally forget kasi you're not doing anything to keep you busy.
So, important talaga to distract yourself, keep yourself busy.
That's true. There's truth to that, no? And siguro, you have to choose then also the activities that you keep yourself busy with kasi you have to replace that previous source of pleasure.
So, dapat gusto, wag naman magwalong. Pero parang saktan mo pa rin yung sarili.
You choose activities that you really enjoy. So, this will be a chance for you to rediscover who you are again without this person. Kasi once upon a time, you existed, di ba? You were okay when this person wasn't around. And you had your interests, your passions, your hobbies, no? So, it's a good time to rediscover it.
Kaganda. Kaganda ng tip ni Mel. Sir Jay, may ka bang...
Meron pa bang...
Nakakainis naman to. Oh, lapit na natin matapos. Ayoko pa!
Meron tayong mga questions, no, na ano. Although, to a certain extent, medyo na-touch na to, no, pero baka magandang balikan natin. Ang cow date nucleus... ito po ay galing kay Munoy, no, na pinadala sa
Hi,
Facebook.
Hi, Munoy. Thank you.
Okay. Ang cow date nucleus daw ang neural correlate ng pag-ibig, no? Mm-hmm. Maari rin po kayang bigyan ng neural correlate ang heartbreak, no? At ano pa ang maaring mga mangyayari pa sa utak sa tuwing ito'y nagaganap po, yung heartbreak, no? So yun yata. Yung iba na nabanggit na, no? Pero baka para maulit-ulit, no?
Mm-mm. Yung kanina nasabi ko na, no, meron talaga tayong mga structures in the brain that are involved in pain mechanisms.
Right, right.
Rather than thinking of it as parang compartments, no, with each door opening to a particular emotion, we have to think of a brain as a system. So, different parts of the brain are active when we feel specific emotions. So with pain, kasama yun doon, no? Meron yung implications ng ating anterior cingulate cortex, ang ating amygdala, ang ating frontal lobes, ang ating insula, tsaka yung ang ating secondary somatosensory cortices. So, yung somatosensory cortices na yun, ang activation is actually what makes us more sensitive to the experience of pain in our body.
So, okay, itong pain na to, ibang level. Ibang level. Mayroon talaga siyang brain correlates, eh, no?
Kaya yeah.
Parang automatic nung reaction,
syempre. Oh. And there's no way of stopping it. You just have to go through it until one day it fades away. But the important thing is you don't feed into it. You don't wallow in it. You acknowledge that it's there, no? But you don't suppress it. You don't numb yourself. You don't push it aside. Mm-hmm. It's just you acknowledge it. You feel it, and then you move on to other things.
Ibang le, ang zen, ang sobrang zen.
Just go, biology of zen.
Gumagana ba yung pain mechanisms mo?
Well, if you ask my mom, so ano, ang aki anecdotal evidence, my mom was first-hand witness. So siguro, if she's listening right now, hi mom, hi dad, my dad. Ano, alam niya that I went through it, and oftentimes she would tell me, you know, when I was in heartbreak, sabi niya, matatawa ka na lang, one day you'll wake up and you're okay. And then sasabihin mo sa sarili mo, bakit nga ba ako na lumuha para sa taong yun, ano? And that really happens kasi their relevance or significance in your life, it will fade. So, kailangan din, syempre, i-avoid mo rin sila. So, kasama sa intentional forgetting is try not to meet up with them. Yung mga pictures, special tokens, keep it away from sight.
Iburahin mo na sa ano mo.
Yes.
Facebook.
Call list.
Why not?
You really have to cut it.
Take it from our special guest, ha? Talagang you can move on and mukhang be happy and be zen. And actually, why not learn more about it? Kagaya ng bisita natin. So that you can combat it and address it.
Masahin ko lang yung meron tayong texter si Michael.
Thank you, Michael, for the text.
Okay. Yung kanyang question, pero baka wala na tayong time. And I think invite uli natin si Mel to talk about this thing, no? Yung question niya, how about anger and hate, no? There are people who seem to be obsessed with their rage, no? And he used Osama bin Laden as an example. Can people really love to hate? And what would be the neurotransmitters involved in loathing and contempt? Yung mechanism siguro pwede natin pag-usapan, no?
Let's talk about maging nega tayo na, let's talk about anger, rage. and maybe because it's more complex, baka may mga structural
So Michael, we'll
think about that. Why not?
And thank you very much for your question.
Sige, and naku, mag-overtime na naman tayo mapagalitan tayo tropang radyo. But I guess before we say goodbye, Mel, would you like to say your final words, final messages with regard to our topic tonight?
Oh, naman. So actually, I just encourage people, no, to learn more about the connections between their mind and their body. Mm-hmm. And kasi ang advocacy ko naman talaga is to help people live more conscientiously, more conscious, deliberate lives, no, na hindi sila, they're not just reacting to their body sensations, they're not just reacting to their appetites, but they're making conscious, deliberate choices that will help them live happy, healthy lives. Ganun. So, wag bibigay lagi. Kailangan gamitin natin ang ating mind.
Ang ating discretion. And with that, Mel, maraming salamat. Palakpakan po natin si Miss Meltan.
Maraming salamat.
Would you like to greet some friends
who are listening?
Syempre,
my number one fans, my mom and my dad, no? They were there through everything. So meron yan silang an archival information about my love life. Also, siguro my friend Kat, she's also listening.
I think some of your students posted sa Twitter natin.
My students, really?
Si Tina Sablayan.
Yeah, Tina, she's my student in 101. So
maybe some of your students are listening right now. Hello, dear students.
Hi, Tina. Hi, students in 101.
Ako rin, gusto kong batiin si Mr. and Mrs. Tan for, you know, being attracted to each other, acting on their primal desires.
and producing
the very beautiful and the very smart Miss Meltan. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you so much.
We'll have you next time ulit, ha?
Sure.
Sana hindi ka nagsawa. So, Jay.
Yes, plugging lang. Okay, so we have yung CSSP Office of Student Affairs, meron kaming event. Yung CSSP Job Fair, February 1 to 3 sa Palma Hall, first floor lobby. First ever job fair ito sa CSSP. At meron kaming pre-event, yung prep up. To talk about ano yung mga do's and don'ts kapag nag-job hunt ka.
Okay.
January 27, 2 to 5 at Palma Hall 207.
Okay. Palakpakan po natin lahat si Sir Jay for surviving. Thank you, sir, for being my host. Thank you, Mel, for inviting us.
It was such a pleasure.
Tropang Radyo po is up next. It's Thursday. Probably they talk about something love-related. So for more love tayo, tumutok lang po kayo sa Tropang Radyo. Sorry, nag-extend na naman kami. But thank you so much for listening.
Bye-bye. O paano? Sa Webes ulit.
Alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi.
Dito lang sa DCUP.
Psycho-clock habit. Oh, Sir Jay, sabihin mo.
Masarap ulit-ulitin.
Tropang Radyo up next. Thank you, Tropang Radyo.